This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE wants to eliminate high-level waste prohibition in the WIP permit. The DOE has released a draft request that would remove the prohibition on high-level waste in the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP permit. The prohibition was proposed by the DOE in July 2004 to, quote, prohibit WIP from accepting true mixed waste from tanks that has ever been managed as high-level waste unless it is approved for WIP disposal through a Class 3 permit modification, end quote. More than 1,200 New Mexicans supported the prohibition, which was approved by the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, in October 2004. The WIP permit now specifically excludes waste from 243 high-level waste tanks at the Hanford site in Washington, Savannah River site in South Carolina, and Idaho National Laboratory. The prohibition requires DOE to demonstrate that waste from any of those tanks is not high-level waste because such waste is prohibited by federal laws from being transported to or disposed at WIP, and that it meets all other requirements of the permit. Any request to allow any high-level tank waste would be subjected to public comment and public hearing called a Class 3 modification. WIP, located east of Carlsbad, New Mexico, is limited by federal law to disposal of transuranic, that is, plutonium-contaminated waste, from nuclear weapons production, not for any commercial waste, and not for high-level waste generated by reactors that produce plutonium and uranium for nuclear weapons. Around the time the DOE permit provision was proposed, then-Governor Bill Richardson stated, quote, I want to make my position clear. I will not allow high-level waste in New Mexico, no matter what new name DOE comes up with to characterize it. As Congressman, as Secretary of Energy, the safety of New Mexicans was my top concern. As governor, it remains my top priority, end quote. The draft request from DOE would eliminate the permit prohibition through a Class 2 modification, which is subject to 60 days of public comment, but no public hearing. A public meeting will be held on the draft request on Wednesday, March 20th, at 10 a.m. at the Embassy Suites at 1000 Woodward Place Northeast in Albuquerque. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, New Mexicans oppose removing the high-level waste prohibition. DOE should not even be proposing to break its promises and the law. But if it does submit the modification to NMED, it must be considered as a Class 3 request, subject to public comment and public hearing. In addition to telling NMED to maintain the ban on high-level waste, New Mexicans should tell Governor Martinez that she should oppose bringing high-level waste to New Mexico, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at our website at nuclearactive.org.